Good morning. My guest this morning is Cynthia Leong from the Sonoma County Museums. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Roland.
This sounds like a fascinating show that is up now at the museum. Is that right? And
yes.
Through April 30th. Outside Voice is the title, but I'm interested in the idea of tarp paintings. Explain that exactly.
All right. The artist's name is Mark Catano, and he's been painting for quite a while. These are paintings that he's done in the last year, and probably 2015, 2016.
Is he a local person?
Yes. He lives in Sonoma, and in the exhibition, you'll see his newest paintings, and the newest ones are on tarps, the kind that you get from Home Depot. They're very minimalist. Mark Catano is all about mark making. I feel like there's a Japanese feel to it, but maybe it's because I know he's Japanese. He was born in Japan and to a Japanese American father and a Japanese mother. And so you can kind of see some of that minimalist Japanese spirit coming through.
I have to confess, I've seen this show, and it's very striking.
It is, and it's not just the paintings. When you go in, the actual whole gallery, he had set it up. So that same minimalist feeling, that same sort of feeling of emptying your thoughts and just letting it absorb into yourself is there. But this Saturday, on the 25th of March, from 1:30 to 3:30, we're actually going to go farther afield from the museum. We're going to be in his studio in Sonoma, and studio tours are kind of different. You get a very intimate, very personal aspect of the artist and his process, work and his just his whole philosophy of art and how he works with it. And at the studio, you'll see a lot of his older work as well, which is very, very different. And I think by seeing the studio and seeing all his older work, you'll get a real sense of what he's actually thinking and what he's trying to do with his artwork.
Can you give us an idea of what that work is like as compared to this very minimalist, large, dark, and light paintings?
So the paintings he has in the museum are all one color, basically. He's using black paint and ink. And when you see the older work, it's very colorful. They're going to be smaller canvases, I think, though expressionists tend to like to go to large canvases.
Right.
But you'll see more detail, I believe, and a lot more color. And everything is abstract, but it's a very different style in his older paintings than his newer ones. But I think there's a key factor is all about mark making. That sort of seems to tie in throughout his all the years of his
work. Has he exhibited elsewhere in Sonoma County?
I think he has. This is he's been in a lot of other shows, and this is perhaps the first time we've had him at our museum. He's also, there's a fun thing he's going to do is he's going to be at our Easter egg hunt on April 15th. So we're going to have an Easter egg hunt for the kids, and afterwards he's agreed to actually do a play as an art teacher to these children, to any children.
Oh, great.
So he's actually doing sort of like a children's day with them. Uh-huh. So that's going to be a lot of fun too.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a great idea.
Mm-hmm. You can find out much more information on our website.
Right, right. Well, thank you for coming in. Thanks for telling us about this. I must say that the museum is really, really active. All of a sudden, you're such a strong presence in the county. It's great to see.
Well, we hope so. And again, if you want more information, go to museumsc.org.
Right.
And our phone number is 579-1500.
Okay, this is Outside Voice, Tarp Paintings by Mark Catano. For information, 579-1500. Online, it's museumsc.org. And the address, 505 B Street in Santa Rosa. Thanks again, Cynthia.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.